You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the band All the Right Moves and their new EP, The Monster I've Become. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for the band All the Right Moves and their new EP, The Monster I've Become. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Brian Daly of All the Right Moves regarding the new EP, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From the CD, The Monster I've Become, here is All the Right Moves with You Always Bring Me Down.
You always bring me down. Whenever you're around, you drag me to the ground. Thinking of different ways to say you're a fake, you're a fraud, you're a fool, and you know it's true. Late for work, so I cut in line, flipped off the cop and then ran the sign. I've decided I'm not putting up with your shit anymore, because you cards, and it all seems predestined to fall once the stack gets too tall. The more we fray, the more it sways, shaking and breaking with each passing day. And I'm not gonna sit here and wait for the walls to cave.
Dream.
From their EP, The Monster I've Become, that was All the Right Moves with You Always Bring Me Down. Visit the band at facebook.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Brian Daly of All the Right Moves regarding the new EP, and here's how the interview went.
Well, it's a fantastic CD that All the Right Moves has out now, and now that it's out there for people to hear, how do you feel about the end result?
I feel great about it. Thanks, you know, I'm glad you liked it. We worked really hard on it, and it's got some of our best songwriting that we've released thus far. We're actually currently working on a new CD this week. Actually, we begin that. We're out in New Jersey right now. You know, we're from Minneapolis, but yeah, we're really stoked on it.
And from what I understand, you know, the band's gone through a change, especially with the band's name. Is this true, or?
Yeah. We actually started in 2005. We were called The Evermore Escape. We actually began as an acoustic band, just two guitars and a violin. And we played, I think we released three CDs and played for about 3 years as The Evermore Escape. And then we switched our name because we became full band and moved to Minneapolis area.
So it was the expansion from the band to a full-length band that brought about the name then, or?
Yeah, basically we got together with a producer in the Twin Cities to do our new CD when we transferred to full band, and the end result was something like very different sounding from what we were doing. So we're like, well, maybe we should change our name with this new sound.
And who all did you work with in the studio in terms of production for this CD?
Yeah, we worked with two brothers, actually, Dane and Jordan Schmidt. Jordan is a recording engineer out of Minneapolis. He has recorded, he's recorded bands like All Time Low and Quiet Drive, Motion City Soundtrack, Sing It Loud, bands like that. And his brother, Dane, is actually in a band called Jamestown Story, which is getting kind of big right now. I know he's had a lot of his stuff played on, like, Jersey Shore, and he's a good friend of ours, but he's from the Minneapolis area as well.
And describe working with them. What was it that they brought to the table that, you know, brought about this new sound?
They were very good, actually. They helped influence our CD a lot. They basically put the pieces together. You know, we brought all these ideas in, and they kind of helped structure, like, just, you know, help focus our sound, and, you know, helped us pick the songs, because we came in with a bunch of songs, and, you know, they helped pick the ones that they think would make the best, you know, record from start to finish, and they had a lot of creative input, for sure. It was great jamming with them.
Now, you talked about this a little earlier, but talk about the genesis of the band specifically. You say it started just as a two-piece, but tell me how that was brought about.
Yeah, actually, I and the other songwriter, Braden, we actually met on our very first day of college, our freshman year, in Mankato State University in Mankato, Minnesota. We actually met our very first day. And it was at a classical piano class. And we met because I think we were partners or something, and started talking about music and bands we liked, and just found out we, you know, loved all the same music at the time. And we went from there. We actually started jamming that night, and it slowly became something where we were basically just playing songs acoustically in the dorms and walking around through the dorm halls and playing for swooning ladies, and, you know, it started out as just kind of like a fun thing, and then it slowly became more serious, and, yeah.
I see.
Playing elevators and stuff.
And talk about how music got started for you as an individual. How did that begin?
Music's always been a huge part of my life. I mean, ever since I was a young kid, I remember just being so inspired by music, and just so I guess it's just so interesting to me. You know, something you can create and move so many other people, it's fascinating, I guess. It's always fascinated me. and I started listening to the radio. The late 90s kind of alternative rock era was kind of my peak of where I started just going crazy listening to everything, and where I really started listening to music a lot. That's kind of somewhere, you know, a lot of my influences came from. And yeah, I began playing piano when I was a young kid, and taught myself to play guitar and started, you know, digging around on guitar and kind of went from there.
Check out All the Right Moves at Facebook.com. From their EP, The Monster I've Become, here is All the Right Moves once again with Point of View.
Exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, the Brian Buckley Band, and their mesmerizing CD, Hysterical Blindness. Not ones to be easily categorized, the Brian Buckley Band boast a sound that is both raw and haunting, as evidenced by the songs I Am Human, Cuckoo, and the first single, As If. The Brian Buckley Band and their CD, Hysterical Blindness. Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at www.brianbuckleyband.com. a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
Just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Put a little Rockwired on you. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz, exclusively at Rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for All the Right Moves and their new EP, The Monster I've Become. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Brian Daly of All the Right Moves regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And talk about the current lineup of the band. Tell me who they are and what it is you think each of them brings to the table that just makes this thing work.
Sure. Yeah, I'll start off with myself. I play piano in the band, and write some of the songs and also play guitar and sing. We have two lead singers, and our other lead singer, Braden, he writes some of the songs as well and plays acoustic guitar, whereas I play electric. And we also have a violin player named Roman, and he... So we basically have this kind of orchestral sound almost. It's like a pop rock project, but it's got orchestral elements to it because we try to, you know, infuse this piano and violin sound with it. So it's kind of got a unique sound in our genre. And then our drummer, Dustin Phillips, he's a great drummer and he's very versatile. So we play a lot of stuff from, you know, fast, heavier songs to slow kind of ballads. And everything in between.
And explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process within the band. How do you guys go about it?
Sure. It's the way I usually describe it for people, it's very much kind of like a Paul McCartney, John Lennon style relationship where either I or Braden kind of works on the backbone of a song and then, you know, bring it to the rest of the guys and say, here's, I've been working on the song and it's, I'm really stoked on it. What do you guys think? And then, you know, we kind of start jamming on it, and then everyone kind of brings their parts into it, and, you know, we flush it out as a group song.
I see. And from this current release, what songs resonate for you the most personally, and why?
I think my favorite track on the CD is a song, it's track two, called You Always Bring Me Down. At the time, what was funny is I started writing this record, and I was dating this girl, and all the songs started out as something else, and then the relationship went sour, and all the songs transformed like a couple weeks before we went to the studio. But I think it honestly, we captured a lot of like just raw emotion, like just you know, it's just a lot of. Some of the songs, like You Always Bring Me Down, is about just the frustration of somebody always just kind of being a negative Nancy and being depressing, you know, and kind of trying to literally drag you down. And that's one of my favorite songs. It's kind of a shout out, if you will.
And how are live shows going for the band at the moment? You're on the road currently right now. So how's that going?
Yeah, we're on the road. We're actually we're headed on our way out to New Jersey right now, and we've been playing a few shows here and there, but we've been mostly focusing on our new CD right now. We're working on a full length, and with producer Rob Freeman out of New Jersey, he's worked with Hit the Lights and Cobra Starship and a bunch of other bands. We're mainly focusing on our new record, but we've done a lot of shows in the Midwest area. We a lot of times open for bands that come through the Twin Cities area or surrounding states. But once we're, I guess, early 2012, springtime 2012, we're going to probably be doing some more touring in support of this new record. Our show, we've been playing shows, but not as much as we normally do when we're not in the studio.
And what would you like people to come away with after they've heard this album?
I guess a sense almost like they just watched a good movie. I'm hoping that people can relate to at least one of the songs on the record. I think there's a lot of songs that at least at some point in your life that, you know, everyone's experienced the feelings, and I think it's just a great life record. It's, you know, it starts out almost kind of angry and heated, and then kind of at the end, towards like the very last song, it's almost like a light at the end of the tunnel type song called Learn to Love Again, and it's kind of like a hopeful, you know, amidst all the frustration, there's hope for the future.
Check out All the Right Moves at Facebook.com. From their EP, The Monster I've Become, here is All the Right Moves once more with Learn to Love Again.
this dream of yesterday.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Brandon Daly of All the Right Moves and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
But let's not be alone. And the bottom line, and this is mine.